The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Pasitea plans to develop vaccine to prevent immune attacks on myelin. Pasitea Therapeutics announced plans to develop a tolerizing vaccine that would treat multiple sclerosis by training the immune system in ways that prevent its damaging attacks. The vaccine was developed under Pasitea's new chemical entity development program for MS. In collaboration with Hook Laboratories in Massachusetts. Our decision to initiate a program in MS is a strong strategic fit and a natural progression of our work and mission, Tago Reis-Marquez, MD, PhD, CEO of Pasitea, said in a press release. The research will be led by Lawrence Steinman, MD, Pasitea's chairman and a Stanford University professor of neurology. Steinman was involved in the development of Tysabri, or natalizumab, an approved MS therapy. Professor Steinman's expertise, along with our capabilities in central nervous system disorders, position us well to develop a new approach for the treatment for MS, Marquez said. While traditional vaccines are used to generate immune responses against a particular pathogen, tolerizing vaccines train the immune system to accept certain molecules, thereby suppressing damaging immune responses against them. In MS, the immune system wrongly attacks myelin, the protective coating surrounding nerve cell fibers. A tolerizing vaccine would aim to prevent the immune system from launching this mistaken attack. A study published by researchers at BioNTech last year detailed promising preclinical data on that company's tolerizing vaccine. It reprograms a subset of immune cells called regulatory T cells, teaching them to suppress unnecessary immune reactions against myelin-associated proteins. BioNTech employed the same messenger RNA or mRNA technology used in its approved COVID-19 vaccine, which was co-developed with Pfizer. While the specific molecular target of Pasitea's vaccine was not stated, it will be developed based on recent findings on the mechanisms driving MS, according to the company. Our goal is to develop a tolerizing vaccine with a favorable safety profile and high efficacy, following on recently discovered mechanistic links driving the pathophysiology of MS, Steinman said. The clinical potential of this strategy is large and exciting, as it can provide a novel method of treating a fundamental cause of the disease. Researchers at Hook will conduct preclinical studies to evaluate the vaccine in a mouse model of MS, called the Experimental Autoimmune Encephalomyelitis, or EAE model. Hook is the world's most experienced EAE contract research organization, and we are delighted to be working with Pasitea to advance this important research program, said Susanna Marusik, MD, PhD, Hook's founder. This news article was written by Lindsay Shapiro, Ph.D., on February 9, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in. Fall Down, Get Up Again, a column by John Connor, published on February 4, 2022. At 64, I'm surprised to be scrambling to mount a chariot. As usual, I've gone for what I hope is an intriguing headline, because you gotta grab a reader by any means necessary. If you've read this far, I'm winning. This saga goes back well over a year, when my neurologist suggested I participate in a clinical trial for the medication Mavenclad, or cladribine, here in the UK. This is because I've now entered the wonderful world of secondary progressive MS, or SPMS, and our National Health Service doesn't yet offer Mavenclad to us SPMS lot. Indeed, I'm not even sure you can get a prescription for Mavenclad through the private healthcare system here, as I've tried checking. In contrast, the US approved it for treatment of adults with relapsing forms of MS in 2019. Mavenclad is indicated as especially useful for upper limb movement in those who can no longer walk. That's me all over. No, really, that really is me all over. Mavenclad moment. So now, if I haven't bored the bot-bot out of you with the necessary info-laden last paragraph, why the reference to 1950s Sword and Sandals films in the headline? It's because of Chariot MS, a Phase 2 clinical trial examining Mavenclad in patients just like moi. The trial is accepting only 200 participants, and many will be in the control group taking a placebo. Still, that's better odds than the 0% chance I'd have getting the drug outside the trial. I had to launch a small campaign to get in. My neurologist sent at least 3 referral letters, and I asked my general practitioner to send one as well, and it finally worked. I feel like I'm reverting to childhood anyway, so I might as well wield that old stalwart of pester power. I received a call a few weeks ago saying I'd been accepted into the trial. Even better, trial sites are located across the UK, and as my luck seems to be holding, one is actually at a hospital located just a few miles away. It seems that current medical science suggests that placebos don't necessarily work for some of us with MS, so if I do see a slight medical improvement, perhaps it will be illusory. Nevertheless, a pill in the hand is better than none at all in the drug carousel that is our MS lives. My neuropathic right arm is in such a state that there is an entire cocktail, if only it was a real cocktail, of drugs I must swallow to deal with it. Here goes. The baclofen, gabapentin, and diazepam. Handily, or in my case, right-handedly, both baclofen and gabapentin also control my most painful comorbidity, trigeminal neuralgia. To read more columns from John Connor and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel and never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums. A trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.